Oh, pretty strong words from Jesus today. Cheaters, trick coats, and prostitutes, he said, will enter the kingdom of God ahead of you. Wait a minute. If that's the case, then why even bother trying to be good? Why bother trying to do the right thing? Now, all of this comes in the context of Jesus being questioned by the chief priests and the elders of the temple about John the Baptist. See, the deal with John is people came flocking to John in order to be baptized, and that presented a threat to the authority of the temple and all its leaders. Now we need to remember John's baptism was different than what we do. It did not promise forgiveness. John's baptism was merely a sign of repentance. It was a hope for people who felt cut off from God, people who frankly could not afford to follow all the rules of their religion. Now the priests, you recall, were all about rules, right? They had rules and laws for just about everything. And they were sure they had done all the right things themselves. So if they had done all the right things themselves, would they think they had anything to repent of? Of course not. They might pray before every meal, but not do a thing to feed the hungry. Maybe go to the temple every week to worship and still spread lies and gossip about others. We know how easy it is to live up to the letter of the law without getting near the intent, which is to love God by loving others. So to get at this, Jesus tells us a story about the two boys, just to bring it out to the kids. One says no to dad, and then goes out and does what he's asked to do. The other one says yes to dad, but doesn't do what he's asked. And Jesus asked which one did God's will, well, the one who actually did the Father's will, the one who actually followed through. Saying the right words is not faithfulness. Living it is. And then you get these troubling words. Cheaters, turncoats, and prostitutes will enter the kingdom of God ahead of you. Obvious sinners will enter the kingdom of God before you. Well, this story tells us a couple things. Jesus reminds us that talk is cheap. It is so easy to say the right words and go through the motions. Sure, Dad, I'll do it. But the hard part is actually living. He was the one who said no and ended up doing what his father asked, who actually lived out his father's desire. So that tells us that our faith is not just about what we say or what we think or what we believe. It is also very much about how we live. Authentic faith comes when we live. See, if God's love for us does not show up in the way we live, then it becomes just one more hollow, empty religion. And those are a dime a dozen. Jesus challenges us to not just say the right things, but to live them. And he starts with God's promise. A promise of forgiveness and freedom and fresh starts. When Jesus said prostitutes, crooks, and turncoats will enter the kingdom of God before the religious good guys, it hooks our fear. Our sense of injustice about what we have earned. And part of us wants to say, hey, who says we don't get in? Ah, there it is. Jesus did not say that we don't get in. What he said was, the obvious sinners enter the kingdom of God ahead of you, not instead of you. See the difference? What this is about is those who know they need forgiveness enter first because they want it. They need it. They ache for God's promise. See, if we're convinced of our own power, our goodness, the correctness of our belief, then we end up relying on ourselves and not God. We put ourselves in God's place. The irony is that our goodness can blind us to our imperfections and faults and our needs to repent and to rely on God's mercy. But the catch, and it's a big one, the cat is against the kingdom of God. We need to let go of our own kingdoms that we have worked so hard to build. The ones that give us security. The ones where our hopes and dreams are played out. I'm going to play in my kingdom this afternoon. I'm going to watch the Packers. I'm going to make a great joke. And later on, my nephew and his wife are coming over to make our garden. And for me, that's an idyllic, beautiful day. Get to show off everything that I made. That Ruth and I didn't build. And there is an appeal to that, isn't there? Okay? And if we have that comfort and security, why would we want anything else? But the kingdom of God, you see, is not only about heaven but God. It has not been a reward for years of faith and service. The kingdom of God is about living in God's ways of love and peace and justice right now, today. Not only after we die, but right here on earth. Living in God's way means to make it a point to forgive. To make it our business to feed the hungry. To care for the poor. You know, sometimes we will hark back to the days of the early church and we will assume that things must have been so nice and idyllic and cozy and warm in these years immediately following Jesus. They did nothing but fight. They did nothing but fight. Paul, St. Paul and St. Peter, by the way, they had an ongoing feud for about 18 years. It was even published. It's in the book. They fought over who could be a Christian and who couldn't. But the one thing they agreed on was remember the poor. Be the hungry. Care for the homeless. Take care of the widows and the orphans and the powerless and everybody who is in need. It's a way of life where the last are first. Where the one society wants to throw away or blame. But the first one's the important. Hoping, aiming to get their mind back, to get another chance, a new beginning. It's not what the kingdom of God is like. It's what the kingdom of God is. This is not what the kingdom of God is like. It's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is that person who carried guilt around in their lives for years and years and years. Guilt that haunted them and hobbled them in their lives. And when God's forgiveness finally became real, they could let go of that heavy pain they had been carrying. Tears, at the same time laughter, giddy joy, and being redeemed and set free. The kingdom of God is full of God's strength and recovery. Many of whom have spent most of their lives in addiction and are just now, learning to do basic things like laundry, how to get a job and keep it. How to stay sober. It's similar to guest house, a homeless shelter for water. We write healing on days and we cook and serve. If you've been there, you know the guests are literally standing in line to touch and taste and see and feel what the kingdom of God is. And what do you mean? Earlier this year, client at Sussex Outreach Service, with whom Patty and Michelle was tied with churches in town, and emergency assistance, and so forth. And a woman came in the door, and you could tell she had never been there because this is what people do when they're in the house. We walked in the door and stopped. And you could tell she had no idea. And a host came to her. She said, "Can I help?" She said, "I don't know what to do." And she started crying. In her mid-40s, she said, "I never thought I would be in this place in my life. But I don't even have food in the house. I can't find work. I don't know what to do." She left there fed, help. I connected with many, many resources. And she left. That's not what the kingdom of God is like. It's what the kingdom of God is. If we live in our own kingdoms, we may not want what God offers. We may not even see that there's anything else. Which one does God's work? The one who says the right thing and doesn't do it? Or the one who says no and doesn't? We can talk all we want about what we believe and how we believe it and splitting all kinds of theological hairs, but how many people does that mean? How many homeless folks does that mean? We're just going to be one of the middle. We can't just wait for ourselves. They can have surrounded with walls of fear. But the kingdom of God flowing with authentic love and giving lives back. The truth, of course, is not beautiful. We don't just say or do. We're not saved. Jesus calls us to say yes and to live God's will. That's the challenge. Love God and love others. And when we do, we find that we too can enter the kingdom of God.